Business Environment, Module L, Unit 23, Activities 19, 20, 21. 2000 to 2010, Business and Technology.
Hi, today we'll be exploring the relationship between business and technology in the first decade of the 21st century.
In business, it all started in January 2000 when AOL bought Time Warner in a merger of $200 billion value for the combined firm. In December 2009, Time Warner sold AOL to the public markets in a $3 billion spin-off. That's the kind of decade it has been in business.
In technology, the year 2000 started with the bug that wasn't, the Y2K bug. The worry that the computers would get confused as 1999 turned 2000 never materialized. What did crash was the NASDAQ. After peaking in March 2000 at over 5,000 points, it crashed in 2000 in a matter of months, evaporating billions of investors' wealth.
In 2001, Larry Sanger and Jimmy Wales launched Wikipedia, an ambitious open-source encyclopedia project that allowed anyone, anywhere to update any page at any time. That same year, Apple launched their iPod, ensuring their domination in digital music through the end of the decade.
The stock market meltdown was exacerbated by suits of bankruptcy, some due to fraud, others to incompetence. Telco giant World.com filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on July 2001, the largest such file in U.S. history. Arthur Andersen came crashing down too, as did Enron.
2004 saw GPS, Global Positioning System, becoming widely available for personal use. Also taking off in 2004 was Google. Today, the company vies with Apple and trails Microsoft as the most valuable tech company.
And if now we spend all our time on Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg's social network was only founded in 2004 when he was a student at Harvard University. 2005 saw the launch of YouTube by Steve Chen, Chad Hurley, and Joed Karim.
In October 2006, Google bought YouTube for $1.65 billion. 2006 saw the launch of Twitter, that would finish the 2000s as the eighth company in technology. In 2007, Apple launched the iPhone and revolutionized the phone industry the way it did with the music industry.
2008 saw the housing boom crashing down. Banks made risky bets on mortgage-backed securities and lost out big. By September 2008, Bear Stearns collapsed. Lehman Brothers shut down too, triggering a tornado of terror among financial executives and government leaders.
Before long, the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury announced the Troubled Relief Asset Program, TAR, at a tremendous cost. One of the major benefactors of the TAR program was General Motors, which filed for bankruptcy in the summer of 2009 and is now predominantly owned by the U.S. and Canadian governments.
2009 also saw the largest Ponzi scheme ever, when Bernie Madoff pleaded guilty to 11 felonies and admitted to defrauding his investors of $65 billion over 20 years. As the decade of financial turmoil finally came to an end, the only thing that's certain is that nothing is certain anymore.